Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to revisit the institution of family. Now, you might ask yourself why. Well, that's a very good question. Because one of the tenets of the biblical bachelor lifestyle, which I created and wrote a whole book about, one of the chapters is about surrogacy. Now, you know, you would be shocked at how many people when I tell them, and I don't write that chapter for effect. I write it because that's what I'm planning to do. I've done a lot of research on the topic because I genuinely want to pursue that. I don't plan on being a married man. I don't plan on having children normally that, you know, almost every other human in the history of the world has had. Why, you might ask? Well, you know, you could read my chapter, but I'll give you a little bit of a synopsis of what we're talking about. Reason why is you ask any divorced guy who's in this community who listens to this show, you ask them what it's like to put your life together to help continue on after your divorce is over, after your marriage is over, after you're trying to pick the pieces up, you're trying to raise your kids. Your kids, your own flesh and blood, are used as pawns against you on the chessboard of life. You, as a man, are at a disadvantage in the system today because the marriage laws represented the times about 100 years ago, not now. No, they don't represent the modern man. They don't defend you. They tell you to use protection when you have sex, right? Because that makes sense, prevents diseases, it prevents you from having unwanted pregnancies, etc. Well, then where's the protection on my marriage? I can wrap up my schmendrick, but I can't wrap up my marriage. I can't sit there with protection against the system. I can't sit there with protection against the woman and her feelings. I can't do anything other than get blamed for everything on the way out by people, by judicial figures, and by my ex-wife, in my estimation. And if anybody's been married and they want to sit here and tell me I'm wrong, feel free, because I have not been married. I am merely a watcher, an observer on the tower, looking down at the village beneath me, seeing what is unfolding, and ringing the bell when necessary. And this is one of those times when I'm ringing the bell, because this is the problem. This is not an enemy from outside the walls of the city of my mind. This is on the inside. These are people who are supposed to be your biggest supporters. And yet, you as a man, you are put in a position where you have next to, if not any leverage at all. Nothing. Zero. Because the average person, the average schmuck, will believe that, whether they're male or female, by the way, they will believe that you as the man, if, let's say, for example, a woman you're trying to go out with, right? She says that she was in an abusive relationship. Out the gate, you are going to assume that the man was abusive to her, when statistically speaking, it's about even, and arguably could be that women are more abusive than men if you factor in emotional abuse, gaslighting, manipulation, etc. Guess what? All of a sudden, you would change your tune, but that's not what you're initially going to believe, is it? Because you've been conditioned to believe that the man is naturally more inclined to be abusive, and the woman is more inclined to be tolerant and nice, and, you know, sugar and spice and all that crap, right? Well, when we get into surrogacy, surrogacy is basically paying up front for somebody to, for lack of a better term, incubate the child, and then you have full rights to that child, full parental rights, and nobody gets to come in there and cut you off. Now, you might say, well, Austin, but the mother has to be involved, too. Hey, guess what? If you want to work that out from a legal perspective, you are more than happy to do that. But let me tell you something. Do not for a second use that argument as an excuse to try to get married. Because let's be honest, that's not the reason you're doing it. The reason you're doing it is you want to fit in. The reason you're doing it is you think you're going to have exclusive access to that punani, when statistically that is not true. Statistically, if you look at stats, men and women cheat about equally, and that's just when they self-report the cheating. And men tend to get caught more when they cheat, because women tend to tell other women when their man is cheating because they want to be the main bitch. Whereas men, if you're a sneaky link fucking some other guy's girlfriend, what, are you going to tell that guy you're fucking his girlfriend? Absolutely not. No, you're not. You're just going to get those guts and send her back leaking to her boyfriend or her husband. That's all. What, are you going to be a rocket scientist to figure this out? This is why the stats look the way they do, and why the average schmuck will say, oh, you know, Austin, you're being paranoid. Just pick the right woman. Just pick the right woman, man. It's that simple. It's that easy. Oh, it's simple, is it? Well, if it was so simple, you would think that most people would get that, when in fact, they don't. They usually have to pretend like the guy basically is like a hostage. Let me put it to you this way. I'll bring up Israel for a second. Why? Oh, just indulge me. Remember those attacks in October where people got captured and were taken into underground tunnels? Yeah. And then remember when they were just starting to get released and we all expected the people to be like, oh, they were horrible, they were abusing me, they were torturing me, they were treating me like crap. And then they came out of the hole and they were like, oh, no. Oh, no. And then women were like, no, they treated us like goddesses. They were so kind. The terrorist scum who killed my grandfather and raped my mother, no, they were nice people. No, they treated us respectfully. Does anybody believe that at all? And if you do, you're a really sick person, as far as I'm concerned. But the same thing can be said for the average guy in his relationship. You think he's going to tell his guy friends, or his parents, or anybody about, hey man, you know, my wife doesn't really have sex with me much anymore. You know, my wife's kind of being really passive-aggressive against me. You think they're going to do that? No! Because then he's going to get blamed. Oh, what did you do? Oh, it must be your fault. You must not be hitting it right. You must not be listening to her. You must not be doing this, that, and the other thing. Tell me I'm lying. You can't. Because you know it's true. Married men know this. Versus the married women will complain about their husbands every damn day. Oh, he don't do the dishes. Oh, his breath stank. Oh, he left his underwear his clothes on the bathroom floor. Oh, he didn't take the dog for a walk. Same garbage. Look, guys, if you want to get married, go ahead. I'm not stopping you, but I'm telling you, there are alternatives out there where you get to keep your leverage. You don't have to be in a prostrative state of mind. You don't have to be a subservient man. You don't have to. Now, if you want that because you're a sexual deviant, feel free. That's your choice. But understand that the normies don't know what they're talking about. Look, if you want to go and be like the average guy, then go ahead, but don't expect to live an above standard life when you take the standard route. And when we get in this idea of surrogacy, a lot of people want to say, or look at the price tag and say, Austin, you know, it's like 100 grand, 150 grand. That's too much. That is too much. I'd rather just, you know, roll the dice and get married to a woman or a baby mama or whatever. And I say, hey, you know what? You go ahead and do that. Just know, though, it's not going to be cheaper than the option you're turning down. Oh, I know that if you look at it right now, it seems like it's really expensive, and it is. But you're paying on the back end. You're paying incrementally. That's like saying, hey, you could pay $600 now or $100 a month the next 6 months. You're paying the same amount of money. Or arguably more if you factor interest in there. But because you only see $100 going incrementally, there's a mental switch that says, oh, I'm not paying as much. When actually, you are. You're paying more. But because it doesn't happen all at one time, you think you're winning. You think you're saving money. You think you're making the right decision, but you're not. You're falling for the trap that they expect you to fall for. Why? Because most people do it. Most people do it. It's easy to fall for this trap. Gentlemen, we need to understand how the world works if we want to win. And so when I bring up surrogacy, I'm not telling you to do it because you hate women. No! No, it's because you understand a female. You understand where they come from. Women get bored of monogamy much quicker than you. Because they sacrifice all their other options, by the way, in case you don't know it. even if they have a sneaky link when they're in a relationship with you, they have dudes in their DMs, dudes hitting them up at the coffee shop, at the gym, you name it. There's a dude there who would instantly pipe your girl down, no questions asked. No, doesn't care if she has an STD, doesn't care if she's in a relationship, nothing. He doesn't care. He's horny. Who cares? He's thinking with his dingling. He ain't thinking with his brain. In the same way that you, my friend, you sacrifice your options, but it takes you time to build those options. Women are built with value. Men must create their value. That's why when women are young, they have tons of options. And you as a guy, when you're young, you tend to not have much unless you are gifted physically or financially or whatever it may be. You don't have that. They do. I know that a lot of this is like basic crap that a lot of you already know, but it gives you the proper perspective to understand why this is important. Because once you understand, you can go to the junior college, shout out to CGA. Once you understand that sugar babies exist, once you understand that a lot of guys in Hollywood, a lot of guys on social media, on the podcasting realm, you name it, they, and a lot of the rich guys like Elon Musk, in my estimation, and those types of guys, they don't have normal girlfriends. They don't have normal wives. They have women under contract. Oh, of course, they don't advertise that because then you wouldn't buy their rap music. You wouldn't listen to their rap music if you knew the guy was paying for the sex instead of pretending like he was macking them down at the club. It's all based on an illusion that you are buying because they're selling it to you. And this is the problem. Once you understand that a lot of the guys at the top who you actually idolize are not doing what they're telling you that they're doing. And in fact, they're doing something a lot easier, in my opinion, something that's a lot less accepted and a lot less mainstream. It's changing, but it's not quite there yet. You understand you have to operate differently than these people in this fake persona that they're pushing on you. I'm not pretending. You think I write a whole chapter about this and talk about it if I didn't believe in it? That'd be stupid and a waste of my time. And time is your most valuable asset, so why would I waste it? Gentlemen, I'm telling you, and as time goes on in the next 10 years, as I will be doing the show, unless I get, random car accident happens, the classic standard accident happens type garbage. Unless I get, assassinated, I'm going to keep doing the show. And you're going to see in 10 years, I'm going to have exactly what we're talking about now. I'm going to have surrogate kids. I'm going to have multiple girlfriends, probably sugar babies, JUCOs, whatever. Why? Because that's how I'm choosing to operate. I'm not choosing to be a normie because I don't want normal results. I don't want a normal life. Do you? Is that what you want? Do you want to give up leverage in your life so you get to be like the average schmuck? I don't think so. So why do you live that life while wanting something different? That's incongruent. Doesn't work. My friends, please listen to me. Listen to me, damn it. If you want to have an above average life, then stop living like the average schmuck who has nothing. Stop acting like if I just live this certain way or I'm... No! You want big results, you're going to have to make big changes in your life. You want to have everything? Well, guess what? You're going to lose a lot in the process, including a lot of your so-called friends, family members, and people who claim to support you when all they do is protect and support this version of you that doesn't exist that they see. That's all. My friends, please let me know what you think. If you've considered this, if you've done this, let me know. If you consider this, let me know. Let me know what you think. This is important. My friends, take care of yourselves. Speak for yourselves. I gotta get out of here. I got an appointment to get to. So I gotta dash. I got a Delta out of here. My friends, take care. I'm out. Peace.